So today is a very, very special day, Gaura Purnima. And it's a special Gaura Purnima because it's our 50th anniversary as well. So the theme for this year's festival for Gaura Purnima is celebrating 50 years of Srila Prabhupada bringing the message of Lord Chaitanya to the West, which is quite a great topic, and we'll explore some of that today as well. I want to thank all the devotees that have been organizing the festivities. I announced it this morning, Trinada P. Prabhu and the team, Ajay Prabhu and the festival team as well. The first part of the program is nearly coming to an end here. Also want to thank the devotees for that wonderful backdrop on Srila Prabhupada. We have the Pancha Tattva here. They've left Sridhar Mayapur. They've all arrived here. So there is no need for us to go to Mayapur as well. They're already here. And of course, the devotees that are organizing the festivities, the second part of our festival. Once we go to London for the Harinam is from 1:30 or 1 o'clock at least. We're trying 1 o'clock. So even if we leave here by 11, 11:30, we should be there. We can take darshan there at ISKCON London. And after that, the Harinam will be from 1 till 2:30. We'll be back here for 3:30 into the marquee when we have a wonderful program again, taking us all the way to 7:30 when we'll be having the wonderful feast. So thank all the devotees that have been preparing the feast for many days. And as you know, we observe Ekadashi breakfast on Gaura Purnima and Janamashtami. Those are the 2 days that we observe it. So Ekadashi feast, which will be there for us as well. Hare Krishna. So the class, the main class will be given by His Holiness Chandramouli Maharaj. So we look forward to that. He will be speaking about the appearance of Lord Chaitanya. And seeing that our theme for the 50th is all about bringing the message, the teachings of Lord Chaitanya, I'll be looking at some of the teachings of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu as well. We're just going to look at this one verse and read the purport. Seeing that our time is going to be shorter, I'm just going to recite this verse and read the purport and then go from there to the class. There's a verse by Maharaj as well. So this is Adi Leela chapter 2, and it's the first verse that I picked here. Sri Chaitanya Prabhu Vande Balopiyad Anugrahat Taranamata Graha Vyaptam Siddhantam Sagaram. And the translation to that verse is as follows. I offer my obeisances to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, by whose mercy even an ignorant child can swim across the ocean of conclusive truth, which is full of crocodiles of various theories. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. By the mercy of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, even an inexperienced boy with no educational culture can be saved from the ocean of nescience, which is full of various types of philosophical doctrines that are like dangerous aquatic animals. The philosophy of the Buddha, the argumentative presentations of Jnanis, the yogis, the yoga systems of Patanjali and Gautam, and the systems of philosophies like Kanada, Kapila, Dattatreya, are dangerous creatures in the ocean of nescience. By the grace of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, one can have real understanding of the essence of knowledge by avoiding these sectarian views and accepting the lotus feet of Krishna as the ultimate goal of life. And Prabhupada ends the purport with a wonderful line here. Let us all worship Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu for his gracious mercy to the conditioned souls. Srila Prabhupada ki. Om Jnanati Mirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Jena Tasmai Si Gurave Namaha Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prastaya Bhutale Srimate Bhaktivedanta Swaminiti Namine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvisesha Shunyavadi Paschata Deshatarine Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Syadvaita Gadadara Sivasadi Gaura Bhakta Brinda Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Vancha Kalpa Trubhyascha, Krupa Sindhu Bhayevacha, Patitanam Bhavanebhyo, Vaishnavebhyo, Namo Namaha, Anantakoti, Vaishnavindaki. Asking for the blessings of all the Vaishnavas here. And especially all the disciples of Srila Prabhupada that are with us on this very special occasion for their blessings, that I may say something to increase our love for Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. This verse was all about Prabhupada speaking about it. Even an uneducated child can know the conclusion of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's philosophy by the grace of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So in this regard, I remembered a story in Berkeley. The devotees were trying to preach to the students. As the verse is speaking of students, I thought of that verse, that story. And they said to Prabhupada, that Prabhupada, we are thinking that to attract the students, we will sell Bengali sweets. So Prabhupada said, yes, sell Bengali sweets. So they had Bengali sweets. They had a variety of Bengali sweets that was selling. But then, of course, they said to Prabhupada, the ultimate point is that we have to sell your books with these sweets. So Prabhupada had come to Berkeley and they had the stall. And they had all the sweets and they had all the books as well. From the Gita to the Bhagavatam. And, of course, they had the Chaitanya Charitamrita there as well. So Prabhupada liked that program. And then they asked Srila Prabhupada. They said, Prabhupada, what is the best Bengali sweet that you like? What is the best Bengali sweet that you like? Now we all might be wondering, which one could it be? Sandesh, Pera, Burfi, Rasgulla. And Prabhupada often speaks about the shop in Calcutta, KC, where they make wonderful rasgullas. So what would he have said? So Prabhupada said to them, he said, the best Bengali sweet is Chaitanya Charitamrita. So so that is a wonderful story to begin with here, just Prabhupada's appreciation of the Chaitanya Charitamrita. In his writings, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, he was asked often to speak about Chaitanya Dev, as he would say, Chaitanya Dev. And he was asked, what is one verse which summarizes the entire teachings of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? Because we're speaking about 50 years of bringing Lord Chaitanya's teaching to the West here. So Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, and he has it in his writings, he answers with one verse which summarizes the entire teachings of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And he says it is from the Chaitanya Manjusa, which is a commentary on the Srimad Bhagavatam. And often Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would cite the Chaitanya Manjusa in this verse, and Prabhupada often mentions it in the purports as well. And the verse is a very famous verse that you might know. And it's a conclusion of Mahaprabhu's philosophy and his teaching. Aradyo Bhagavan Vrajataniyas Tad Dham Vrindavanam Ramya kachit upashana vrajavadu vargena vakalpita Srimad bhagavatam pramanam amalam prema pumartha mahan Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu matamidam tatra taro napara. So what does all this mean? So Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, he comments further that aradyo bhagavan vrajataniyas tadama vrindavanam. He says the Supreme Personality of Godhead, the son of Nanda Maharaj, is to be worshipped with his abode Vrindavan. This is the first teaching of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur speaks a little further where he says, in that conversation, he says that Dwarka Krishna is a manifestation which is complete. But he says in Mathura, he is more complete. And in Vraj or Vrindavan, he is most complete. And hence here, the Krishna that's being spoken of, who's the son of Nanda Maharaj, is the Krishna of Vrindavan. Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur was saying. The second summary of Mahaprabhu's philosophy, he says, is Ramya kachit upashana vrajavadhu vargena yakalpita. That how is it, how should we worship Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? How should we do that? How should we worship Krishna? And he says in this verse that the most complete, the most pleasing form of worship was performed vrajavadhu by the gopis of Vrindavan. They showed how you should worship Krishna. The third thing, Srimad Bhagavatam Pramanam Amalam. The Srimad Bhagavatam is the spotless Purana and is the authority on everything. And Prema Pumartha Mahan. The goal of life for everyone is love of Krishna. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu Matam. These are the opinions of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So this is really encapsulating it, really, we all know Achintya Beda Abeda Tattva is the principle of Mahaprabhu in his philosophy. But Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur chose this verse as a summary of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's teachings. And in essence, he said the goal is love. The object of that love is Krishna of Vrindavan. The example of how we can love Krishna are the gopis of Vrindavan. And finally, the guide of how we can love Krishna, Srimad Bhagavatam Pramanam, is the Srimad Bhagavatam. Srimad Bhagavatam. So if we look at the altar, the beautiful altar that the pujaris have done so much decor on. We see Radha Gokulananda, we see Sitaram Lakshman Hanuman, we see Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Nityananda. But the history here is that actually who came first here is, as Malati Mataji gives in her recollections, that the first to come here were Gaur Nithai, before all the others, all the other deities. So they came first. And these three personalities, it's mentioned that Krishna, he is known as Lila Purushottam. He has sweet, wonderful pastimes. But we don't follow his pastimes. We follow his teachings, the Gita, Lila Purushottam. Lord Ram, he's known as Mariyadar Purushottam, which means that he set the example. We couldn't follow Krishna's example. But Lord Ram specifically, we follow his examples. There are no teachings that Lord Ram has left in that way. The Ramayana is Valmiki. But so we follow the example of Lord Ram. And then, of course, the smallest altar, which is the biggest altar really in essence, is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu Nityananda. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he's known as Audarya Purushottam. The most magnificent, the most munificent, the most merciful of all others that are here in the verse that I spoke on, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu specifically speaks about students. And he says one of the reasons he took sannyas was because he realized that was the only way the students will listen to him. There is a story of one student in India. And he had seen a procession of the devotees all walking. And he had heard the kirtan, and he thought, this is so wonderful. And he had also heard that Srila Prabhupada was there as well with them. So he became very impressed with Srila Prabhupada. And especially because the student, he'd been brought up with the understanding of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And he could understand that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's prediction was now coming true. Because never before in India he had seen so many individuals from so many different countries taking to the chanting of the holy name. So he was enamored at a young age. He thought, this is amazing. And he wanted to meet Prabhupada. He'd never met Prabhupada, never seen him. Hadn't seen a picture of him even. So finally he found out that Prabhupada and his disciples, they were staying at Gorakhpur. And he went to that place where Prabhupada was staying, a large house. And when he entered that house, there was an old man sitting in the reception of that house. And he said to him, I want to see Srila Prabhupada. And the old man said, well, how do you know him? He said, I haven't seen him, but I saw a procession. And the old man said, well, what do you want from him? He said, he's my guru. So the old man said, well, there are so many gurus. Why do you want him? And he said, no, because he's preaching about Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. That's why. And he's fulfilling the prediction of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So the old man said, but Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is just a devotee. And this young man, this young student said, no, he's God. And a huge argument ensued, very loud. And they were going back and forth, he's God, no, he's not God. And then all the devotees who were staying at the top, they all came running down. They all arrived in the room. And then the student noticed something very unusual, because all the devotees, they were paying their respects to the old man who was sitting in the reception. So, because at that stage, the student had got so furious, he said to this old man, Chupre, be silent, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is gone. Got so angry. So, when the devotees arrived, the old man was laughing and laughing. Of course, the old man by now, you know, was Srila Prabhupada. Was Srila Prabhupada, it was him. So Prabhupada said, I was testing him. And he is convinced that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is God, and this is a very good sign. So Prabhupada, then he very quickly initiated this young Indian boy. And that was Radha Govinda Swami. Radha Govinda Swami. That's how he was convinced about Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in the prediction. And this is how he had met Prabhupada in that way. I thought we would just very quickly look at a song by Narahari Sarakari. And he's written a song. It's called Mana Re Kaha Na Gaura Katha. We often sing of Gaura Arati, and Narahari Sankara is there in that Gaura Arati, in that song. So he's written a very nice song, and we'll read the translation just very quickly on this. Just as a meditation today for Gopunima. O mind, and he's speaking to the mind here, O mind, speak only about Gaura. His name is the abode of nectar, and the worshipper will bestow of prema. And then he says, in sleeping, say Gaura. Gaura. In dreaming, say Gaura. Gaura. Gaura is the star of my eyes. In life, say Gaura. Gaura. At the time of death, say Gaura. Gaura. Gaurav's name is the precious necklace I wear around my neck. Keeping Gauranga inside my heart, I will sit alone and fix my mind on his enchanting moon-like form. I will gaze in his eyes and become absorbed in his beauty. Without Gaura, I cannot live. Gaura is everything. I pray to give up my life, taking the name of Gaura. I ask for nothing else. Gaura's movements, Gaura's nature, Gaura's smiling face, Gaura's love, Gaura's full form all enter my heart. Gaura is my dharma. Gaura is the object of my karma. Gaura is the essence of the Vedas. I surrender my life at Gaura's feet. It is Gaura who will take me across the ocean of the material existence. Gaura is the essential sound vibration and the wealth for that person whose heart he manifests. Narahari Das always prays to keep shelter at the lotus feet of such a person. Just a nice meditation. Narahari. There are so many songs which help us to meditate on Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And how do we know that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is God? Because often, generally the community that visit never recognize him as God. And Sutapa, in his wonderful book, which is called CC Compact, a good book to read on this day, he mentions an acronym of how to know if Chaitanya is God or not. And he uses the acronym SAFE Incarnation. SAFE Incarnation. This is how you'll know if someone is actually God. Prabhupada tells the story of Akbar and Birbal, where Akbar is asking Birbal, why does God come down himself? He normally sends others. And generally the Abrahamic faiths, they don't actually believe that God comes down. His servants, his son, others will come, but not him, himself. So Birbal, what he did was that Akbar had a young son, 1 year old, so he had a mannequin made exactly of that son. And when Akbar was meeting with his ministers and his general in the top tower, Birbal, he came with this mannequin. And from the top of the tower, and Akbar could see him that he had his son, 1 year old son. So Birbal, he threw the son off the tower into the lake at the bottom. Of course, it was a mannequin. So Akbar, who was watching this whole thing with his generals and his ministers, he rushed out of the room and he dived straight into the lake. And he saved the mannequin. And now he was furious. If he had saved someone, he said, what is the meaning of all this? And of course, this is the same saga. And he would say, your head is going to roll this time. And of course, Prabhupada recounts that story. And Prabhupada says, to conclude on that story, that Birbal tells Akbar that, just see, to save your son, you had your entire ministers who are so experts. You had your generals who could have done anything. But you personally came to save your son. So similarly, God himself personally comes to save his own children. So Akbar was convinced on that principle. Just going back to the SAFE incarnation, this acronym of SAFE, it's an interesting one always to use when we're speaking to others. How do we know this incarnation is an incarnation? So the S is for scripture, and we know all the scriptural understandings, the Bhagavatam, Krishnavanam, Tusar Krishnam, Sangopangasha Parsham, Yagyaya Sankirtana Preya Yajanti Hi Sumedasaha. So many places, Mahabharata, Suvana Vana He Mango Varangas Chandanyangadi. And of course, Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami has so many. Shri Krishna Chaitanya, Radha Krishna Nahe Anya. So many are there. All of these scriptures, they confirm the divinity of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And Prabhupada, of course, gives so many other references. The A in SAFE is for astrology and attributes. The unique constellation that was there during the advent of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is the astrology, that there's a unique constellation and attributes, specific markings on him are the attributes. S-A-F, F is for follow the acharyas, which means that the scriptural statements and the astrology and the attributes, they have to be confirmed by acharyas. They have to be confirmed by the acharyas. And finally, the E, S-A-F-E, extraordinary activities. Extraordinary activities. And Mahaprabhu performed so many. From the son of Srivas Thakur to Vasudev the leper. But ultimately, the most extraordinary activity that an incarnation performs is the act of uplifting and spiritually reforming society. That's the most extraordinary of all the things. And Mahaprabhu, he totally reformed society at that stage in 1966, which is 50 years ago as well, to try and keep to the theme of 50 years. Mukunda Maharaj tells a very nice story of a man who had come to see Prabhupada, and he said to Prabhupada, "Swamiji, some Indian yogi has come and he is God. He is Bhagwan. This man today is giving darshan, so I'm going to go and take darshan of Bhagwan." So Prabhupada looked at him and said, "Offer my respects to him." Prabhupada said that, "Offer my respects to him." So anyway, the next day, the same man, he came back. And Prabhupada asked him, he said, "How was your darshan with Bhagwan?" And the man said, "Oh, it was cancelled. He had to go to the dentist." So Prabhupada, he commented, Mukunda Maharaj says that we are not interested in this kind of God that has to go to the dentist. He said, this is not our point. Even in one of the conversations, Prabhupada in this room itself, Prabhupada was speaking from the Vyasasana over there. And he was speaking about Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And when he ended class, there were question and answers. And somebody challenged him about the existence of God, because he had mentioned that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is God. So Prabhupada is sitting there. The man is sitting right here, right in front. And he gets up and he says, "Can you see God? Can you see God?" Very challenging. And Prabhupada, who was sitting there, he said, "Yes, but you are standing in the way. Sit down." Because God is there in front of him. He said, "You're standing in the way. Sit down." So just in dealing with that principle, Prabhupada was speaking here. We've spoken something about the philosophy of Chaitanya. And I'll just very quickly look at lessons from Lord Chaitanya. And I was looking at Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in Kulinagram. And there was interesting, he met a variety of individuals. And there were different lessons from these individuals. So the first person he meets is, and he speaks to, is Gunaraj Khan. Gunaraj Khan, he was also known as Maladar Vasu, generally known as Gunaraj Khan. And when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu met him, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu glorified a book that he had written. And remember that name? Krishna Vijay. Sri Krishna Vijay. It was a book that Gunaraj Khan had written. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu glorified this book. And he said that it's a masterpiece. So anyone that's writing books, there you go, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appreciated books. And he said, "But one line has tremendously touched me in this book." And he said, this line is, "Nanda Nandanahi Krishna Mora Prananath," which means that Krishna, the son of Nanda Maharaj, he is my life and soul. And he said, this one line has touched me so much. Nanda Nandana, hey Krishna. Prana Moranath. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said that because Gunaraj Khan, he has written this book and this one line, not only Gunaraj Khan, but the dog in the village of Gunaraj Khan is very dear to me. What to speak of the residents from that village. So I thought a lesson here is that, you know, you cannot judge what service will please the Lord. You can't judge here, you know, it's just that he'd written a book. There's nothing else about him. And you can't judge devotees on externals either, as Mahaprabhu here showed. And then he carried on and he started speaking to the grahasthas in Kulinagram. And he gave them instructions. And this is an interesting lesson as well. And to the grahasthas in Kulinagram, he says, Krishna seva Vaishnava seva nirantara kara Krishna nama sankirtanam. Which means chant incessantly and serve incessantly. So that was his instruction to the grahasthas. Chant incessantly and serve incessantly. And then one of the grahasthas there was Mukunda. And Lord Chaitanya spoke to Mukunda, and Mukunda was a doctor by profession. But Mukunda's heart was full of nectar, love of Krishna, love of Chaitanya. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he speaks about Mukunda very highly when he sees him. And hence, you know, we cannot judge again a person by their occupation. Who are we to know what a devotee carries within their heart? And we see, even in the Gaudiya Math, that Prabhupada was the grihastha. He was known as the pounds and shillings person. And all the others were the preachers and sannyasis. But he was the only person who had the mission in his heart and how to do it. So how not to judge externally. And then in that conversation that Mahaprabhu says, then he speaks to Mukunda and he says to him what his duty is, what his dharma is. And he says to him, Tumara kariya dharma dana upajan. Which means is that your duty is to save money. Because you're a grihastha. Interesting. Your duty is to save money because you are a grihastha. And then he meets a brahmachari by the name of Raghunandana. And he also instructs him. And he tells him, Raghunandana kariya Krishna sevan nahiman. Which means your duty is to serve Krishna and the Vaishnavas. Your only duty is to serve Krishna and your mind should do nothing else. So this is what he instructs to Raghunandan. And it's wonderful. He carries on and then he meets Narahari Sarka, the song that we just looked at a minute ago, who was a sannyasi. And he tells him what your duty is. And he says, E din kare bhakta sange kar. Which means your duty is to spread the glories of the Lord to the devotees and to the general public. So in this way, he instructed the grahasthas to save, the brahmacharis to serve, and the sannyasis to spread the message. So according to Ashram, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was instructing. You know, there is unity in purpose in our services, but there's always diversity as well. There's diversity within our service as well. Looking further on, I was looking through the Chaitanya Charitamrita and thinking of other things that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had done. So these things, these examples that I just gave, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, these were for the local villages that he met. But his own devotees, he equally would make sure that they upheld these points. And he would protest if they did not follow the principles of dharma. And do you know what Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would do every time they wouldn't follow the principles of Dharma? His own devotees, because it wasn't that he was just speaking to the residents of Kulinagram, to his own devotees equally. And when they wouldn't follow the principles of Dharma, you know what he would do? Many things, but one thing he would do is that he was always threatened to say, I'm going to go to Alalanath. That's what he would say. Whenever they didn't follow Dharma and he wasn't happy with it, he'd say, I'm going to Alalanath. And three times he threatened to go to Alalanath. And the first time that he threatened was when the devotees said to Lord Chaitanya that you must give your mercy to King Prataparudra. And they harassed him and asked him again and again and again. And Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, if you continue asking, I will go to Alalanath. Why? Because continuing on from Kulinagram, he wanted to warn that a sannyasi should be very careful when he's dealing with materialists. He wanted to emphasize that point to his own devotees. The second incident, anyone remember? Second one is Chota Haridas. That the devotees came, and the whole incident and the story we know, we can't go there, the time is not permitting, but they came to him and they said, you must be kind on Chota Haridas. You must be kind. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, if you persist with this request, I will go to Alalanath. And through this, Lord Chaitanya, he wanted to warn about renunciates associating with the opposite sex. He was very strong on it. He wouldn't give in. And then the third incident when he threatened to go to Alalanath. Anyone? The third one I found, and there could be more, but this is the third one I found, was that when the devotees came to plead to him to help Gopinath Patnaik. Remember Gopinath Patnaik? And they said, you must help him. The story is Gopinath Patnaik was with a disagreement with the ruler, and he'd avoided paying his taxes. He was taking some of the money of the ruler, and right now the devotees had said, Gopinath Patnaik is on the changa, which means where they chop your head off, the guillotine. You must save him. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, if you continue with this request, I will go to Alalanath. And it's not that he didn't want to save it. Of course, he was saved in the end. But he wanted to warn that a grihastha has to be honest in his dealings. And one should not be dishonest in his dealings. These are my interpretations, but open to anything, but Mahaprabhu is just trying to tell us not to be dishonest in our dealings. So those were some thoughts on the teachings, which I found in the CC. Brahmananda Prabhu speaks about Lord Chaitanya, and he says that Lord Chaitanya had made him fearless. And then he recollects the story of how Prabhupada had sent him and pushed the Krishna to go and preach in East Pakistan. And they'd gone to East Pakistan, and of course there was a coup, and there was a takeover by the army. And anyone who wasn't of the Muslim faith, they were being killed. So everyone was hiding. They were taking off their devotional dress. Of course, it's now Bangladesh, of course. East Pakistan was the name at that time. So everyone was fleeing that country. Life hasn't changed much if we look at the news. So Prabhupada heard that this had happened, so he was so concerned. Immediately, he sent a message to Brahmananda and pushed the Krishna immediately leave. this place and come back. So, of course, what were the army looking for? They were looking for anyone that was not of the Islamic faith. And you can only tell, generally, the Hindus. So they got on a bus to come back to India. And whilst they were on the bus, the army was stopping all the buses on the border, and anyone who was not from the Islamic faith, they were executed. Now, when Brahmananda and Pushyakrishna got on the bus, they should have really had some other dress, but they carried on in their devotional dress. So when the army walked in, I mean, you couldn't miss Brahmananda, first of all. And you couldn't miss the fact of shaven head and tilak and everything to go with it. So they asked both of them to get off the bus. And when they got off the bus, they said, "Now we are going to execute you." So that's where they were. And the execution squad were ready with two rifles. And there were two of them. And Brahmananda, he recollects that he remembers that Prabhupada's name was Abhay Charan Day. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's teachings are about fearlessness. And we should be fearless in this situation. I mean, it's quite intense if you think about it. There's two people pointing guns at you. So he told Pushyakrishna, "Get your bead bag out." And Pushyakrishna and Brahmananda got their bead bag out, and they were like this. They were posing for a photograph in front of the execution squad. And he said to Pushyakrishna, he said, "Pushyakrishna, get ready. We are about to go back home, back to Godhead." So, Brahmananda, he was fearless. He said, "We're about to go back." And the army were baffled. They couldn't believe it, that everyone else that executed would scream, shout, run away, and these two are posing with bead bags, not moving an inch. So anyway, the army recognized in the end as well that they had American passports as well. So they realized, they stopped the bus, they put them back on the bus, and they carried on in that journey back to India. And that's how Brahmananda remembers about this. So the holy name of Krishna, as Brahmananda had in his bead bag, is quite an amazing thing. And Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mercy is there, as we know, anarpita charam. Chiram Charat Karuna Avatara Kulu, which means that he came to give which no other incarnation had given. And if we just look at it, what is it that was not given by others? Bhakti and the holy name was always there. Valmiki was chanting Ram, Ram, Ram. Ajamil was chanting the holy name to become freed from sin. Dhruva chanted the holy name to get darshan of God. Gajendra, he chanted the name of God to get to the spiritual world. So what is this anarpita? What is it that no other incarnation had ever given before? Which is prema, love of Krishna. So the kirtan that we have is not just ordinary kirtan, it's prema kirtan. Gives love of Krishna. Gives love of Krishna. And just like Lord Krishna, he was dancing on the hoods of Kaliya. And all the poison was coming out from Kaliya. So similarly, as we sung this morning and recited the Sikshastikam, Cheto Darpana Majanam. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu he's so kind that he's not dancing on our heads, but he's making us dance in kirtan, and all the poison from our consciousness is coming out and being cleansed. And this chanting is such an amazing thing. In Australia, the devotees speak about the fact that when they were doing Harinam, they were arrested. And when they were arrested, they didn't take the instruments away from them. So the devotees continued chanting. So of course, the next cell started chanting. And in due course, the whole prison was chanting. And it got to such a fever pitch that the governor had to come in, because even the prison guards were chanting. So when the governor, he arrived, he said, "My God," he said, "you are more dangerous inside than outside. So go, please, immediately you go. Don't stay here anymore." So they left, Gaur Govindaswamy, in concluding now, in a few minutes, he speaks about Lord Chaitanya's speciality. And he speaks about the fact that the spiritual world has three types of gopis. Gaur Govindaswamy, Maharaj always goes a little deeper. And he speaks about that the first eight gopis are known as Parama Preshta Sakhi. That they serve Radha and Krishna, but they're more inclined to serve Krishna. And he said the second type of gopi are the 64 Priya Sakhis. That they serve Radha and Krishna equally. And he says the third type, he says, are Nitya Sakhis. He says they simply want to facilitate Radha's pastimes with Krishna. And because of this selfless act, they experience a joy greater than any other joy. And these, of course, are the Manjaris. And we call that Manjari Bhav. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had come to give the highest thing of the spiritual, Manjari Bhav, to the lowest place in the material world. To all of us, amazing that we are here on Gopunima on such an occasion. Imagine that the highest thing is coming to all of us. In concluding on the 50th theme, 50 years ago, what was Prabhupada doing on Gopunima? On this day. So in the diary, he writes as follows. Sunday, 6th of March, 1966. Today, whole day passed at Munro Ananda Ashram. In the morning, there was kirtan. It was very much appreciated. Returned from Munro at 6 p.m. Talked with Mr. Majid of Tehran. Interested in spiritual rejuvenation of the world. Took lessons for more than 1 hour. And then he concludes with the following. Please listen. According to Mayapur Panjika, today is Adivas day of Gaur Punima. Devotees at Vrindavan and Navadvip are enjoying the celebration. I am here alone without any devotee companion. He's on his own. There's no other devotees with him. Prabhupada lifts up after that and he says, but I have come here to serve the Lord and not for personal happiness. I am prepared to live in hell even if I'm able to serve the Lord. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu wanted that his mission should be propagated all over the world. And that is my objective. I do not mind the inconvenience personally felt by me. Srila Prabhupada ki. So this marks Gaurabda 531. Today, beginning of the new Panjika. 531. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he appeared 531 years ago. Good meditation for all of us. I'll request His Holiness Chandramouli Maharaj to come and speak here. Hare Krishna. Thank you.